Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp is here and reporting on a gathering of ACT-IAC-sponsored industry leaders in IT, talking about the ideal federal IT manager. Emily, thanks for joining me today. You had four chief information officers there that were essentially, from your report on federalnewsradio.com, opening their hearts and talking about what they would really like to see. Was there a consensus among these IT leaders across government of what makes an ideal IT manager?
I think there were, and it wasn't only opening their hearts, but their imaginations and looking at the environment in which they work in. So if you had to collect their, and actually they were in agreement about pretty much everything. So if you wanted to recap their wish list, I would say that they acknowledge that IT managers have to have those IT skills, like they have to understand cybersecurity and shared services and all of these specific cloud, all these specific things to that world. But much more than that, they have to be real people who understand how to work with other people and how to communicate, especially with the people who don't really understand ones and zeros, and how to learn from other people as well as tell them or instruct them in the technology to manage risk and be organized. So these things that you would want in any employee in government or elsewhere, those are really important in these people who might have very special technology skills, might be top of their class, very fresh in that. But if they don't have these skills that make them a human being and a colleague, then they won't get very far in government.
It strikes me that it's the next evolution in what we've talked about in this space for a couple of years now, which is the ability of the chief information officer to become part of a full-fledged member of the C-suite by being able to communicate with the other members of the C-suite in non-digital terms, I guess. And it sounds like what these four CIOs are saying is we want people coming along behind us who are going to be able to continue that tradition and also who are going to be able to do that same level of communications and explanation and so on with their peers at whatever level they're operating right now.
Well, Margie Graves, who's at the Department of Homeland Security, the deputy CIO there, she said something really interesting, I thought, which is that people in her position, senior executives dealing with technology in the CIO's office or similar, their jobs are changing too. They're becoming less of the technology experts, more of the middleman or the broker between individual agencies and, say, the shared services, the cloud, or whatever that they all need. And so that person who is the technology executive needs to be able to have those skills that any, I don't want to say wheeler or dealer, but think about it, like a real estate agent or somebody like that has
they
to
are.
Communicate and to understand what clients need and how the service may or may not fit those needs.
Yeah, they're essentially turning into brokers. I mean, to be able to go to the end user and say, what do you need? What do you need to accomplish? And then be able to translate that into whoever the provider is, whether it's a shared service provider in government or outside government, and then be able to translate what the provider has to say back to the end user. That information exchange piece of it seems to be very important. Your report on federalnewsradio.com includes comments from the Transportation Department Chief Information Officer, Richard McKinney, and good news for IT people. He wants to hire about 100 people in the next 2 years. What's behind that?
Well, I would say good news for those who want to be part of the federal workforce, maybe not so good news for IT contractors working with the Transportation Department. So Richard McKinney is fairly new to the position. He's been there for a little bit more than a year. And he said when he came in, he found a couple of things that made him uncomfortable. There were many more contractors than federal employees in his office. And they were providing a shared service to the rest of the department that wasn't very good. It was too expensive, he said, for the agencies. And they didn't provide very good customer service. So he found that the contractors were costing more than federal employees who would have been doing comparable work, and they were simply passing that on to their clients in this case. And so he wants to hire federal employees, and while he didn't say it, the implication is at the cost of the contractors, that he can better manage because he will be their direct supervisor, and that are steeped in the transportation department and are providing customer service. So he says that he's been hiring people. He sees a change. He is trying to earn the business of the agencies, not because they feel like they have to give it to him, but because they want to, because it makes sense for them. And he hopes to hire about 100 people within 2 years, which, considering the environment we're in, is something. He's specifically looking to hire more cybersecurity experts. He said he has about 5 now and wants to hire 15 more.
Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp is here. And one of the things that you write about Mr. McKinney's remarks is really striking about the shared services concept of transportation. Even though the agencies within transportation were using the shared services, they were keeping their own versions just in case the partnership didn't work out. I mean, that kind of defeats the whole purpose of shared services in the first place. So he had to come in and see that and say, this is not working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. Well, you know, our executive editor in technology, Wiz, Jason Miller, did a couple of stories not too long ago about shadow IT. And this is the shadow IT
that, really
that just keeps lingering around because they're not... You know, his office hasn't instilled that confidence in the rest of the department that the services it provides are going to be around for the long haul. But you hear him talk, that's his thing. He is going to earn their business.
Another concept along that same line, thinking about a customer and really going after a customer's business. Renee Macklin is the chief information officer now at the Small Business Administration. And you write, after spending 23 years in the private sector, which Renee calls customer focused, you quote Renee saying a lot of people didn't know who their customers were, and she's referring there to people in the government. And I'm struck by that because I've heard the word customer and who my customer is and that concept from agency people more in the last probably 2 years than I've heard it in the last 20 before that I covered the government. And yet it sounds like there's still quite a gap between people who are serving customers and people who understand and get the fact that they're serving customers.
Well, a couple of things to set this in context. Before I get into particularly what she was saying, they were all talking about this idea of a technology expert in government or elsewhere who is buried in their iPhone and their laptop and doesn't really look up to talk to people. In fact, Margie Graves at DHS was relating an incident where one of her technology people was having a disagreement over email with another one and CCing her. And they were all very close together. She said they were two offices down from each other. So she walked over to one and said, you need to go have a face-to-face conversation with this other person.
Get it over with.
Yes. So in this context, what Ms. Macklin was talking about was two things. When she was talking about customers, she was talking about the rest of the Small Business Administration. But not only that, understanding who the agency's customers were, which are small businesses themselves, why they go to SBA. They go to them for, you know, loan programs, other services. A lot of it happens online. And so it is really important for the SBA to do its job to provide that online customer service to its own clients. And she was saying people in her office have to understand that.
What else should we take away from this ACT IAC event with these four federal IT leaders, Emily?
You know, I think that there is a hopeful thing about this because A, they are hiring, and B, because there is a role for people who might not be the nerdiest, geekiest technologists, but who are eager learners, who want to, who believe in the mission of federal government, and particularly of what the agencies do, and whose mama brought them up right. I mean, they were talking about how you can teach people technology, but you can't teach them the soft skills. Rather, what Renee Nguyen, who is from the EPA, said is that's something that has to be learned. And it's something that parents teach kids. It's something that teachers or other role models can instill in students. But those are the skills you pick up through life, and those really matter. And so that's why I think that's inspiring.